RFM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Our King John's Castle Visitor Centre brings to life over 800 years of local history. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Bernard Cahill's on the line. He's a lifeguard in Milltown Mallaby. Good morning to you, Bernard.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. You were in a bit of an incident on Sunday evening at Spanish Point, and one which you're going to be rightfully praised for, I hope. But tell us what happened.
Yeah, so I was actually working in the Hinch that day, and I had to pick my sister up in White Strand, so I drove from the Hinch to White Strand, then I had to drop my friend off in Milltown and another person off in just close to the Armada Hotel,
okay.
Which I never, ever, ever have to do. So it put an extra, I'd say, half an hour onto my journey. And I just said I'd swing by the beach to check the surf on the way home, and just was driving past, and there was literally just two people swimming. And I said, watch this, and me and my sister in the car, and they were just swimming towards the biggest, ugliest rip current I've ever seen. And just within a minute or two, I was just like, yeah, this is a full-on rescue. And we ended up, me and my sister Roshan ended up getting in, and by the time we got out to him, I had to borrow a kayak off these two guys on the beach, and by the time I got out to him, he was actually further out than I had anticipated, so
okay.
Like my projected time of arrival was, it didn't really land that way, he was much, much further out than I had anticipated.
How far out, roughly, and you're probably going to be guessing, but are we talking...
Yeah. So I suppose by the time I saw him, he was like, when I saw him first, he was about waist to chest depth, swimming across the beach.
Okay.
And then he swam into a gully, into the rip, and then, so he was obviously out of his depth, and then he had travelled, I'd say, a further 30 or 40 metres after that out, yeah, so a long distance.
Okay, certainly, yeah, when you're going against the current. And I was struck by what you were saying, that when you were, I think you said when you were still in your car, that you could see the rip current basically just looking at the water.
Yeah, so if you think about it, I've actually talked about this in a lot of schools around the county doing water safety awareness classes, but if you think about it, if what goes up has to come down, and if I push loads of water in with waves, what goes in has to go back out, so you're just basically, what comes in with surf has to find its way back out, so usually it goes across the beach and then finds a path out, and that's what's called a rip current.
And they're naturally occurring, they're there all the time?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, so the bigger the surf, the bigger the current, and it wasn't the size of the current, or it wasn't the size of the surf that day, it was just, it's quite a developed current at this stage, and it's used to its path, it has a path worn out, and he actually found deep water as well, so even if he wanted to stand, he actually couldn't, because there's a trough that's been kind of developed by this water moving out. So
kind of just dug out by the water as it's travelling along, obviously.
Yeah.
So you raced into action, by the sounds of it, commandeered this kayak and raced out to this fellow. What happened then?
Yeah, so I suppose on the way out, I could hear he was in trouble, all right, and he was calling for help. And then I literally just caught him, put his hand up on the board, and you can see it's a very nice feeling when you see relief on someone's face. And you know, there probably wouldn't have been anybody else coming for him. So, it's a scary one, I suppose, just to think that's how it could have ended very fast, you know.
And you said there were two swimmers out. Was the other person okay, or...?
Yeah, so his partner made it in safe. Just, I suppose, and appreciated how strong the current was, because she really earned it to come in.
Absolutely, I can imagine. But this gentleman, obviously, I mean, I don't like to assume what would have happened, but it sounds like he was in great peril. But for you being there, and being there by luck.
That's the thing. I suppose it's just like how the series of events would never usually have happened under any circumstances, and just that one time, but even like 10 cars could have driven past and not one person would have spotted that, you know, what was actually going on.
Of course, and very easily, and that's, you know, that could happen, as you say, so easily. You're working as a lifeguard, you're off duty obviously at this stage on Sunday evening, but have you been involved in a rescue, dare I say, this bad, maybe bad is the wrong term, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, So I suppose it was probably up there in my top five, I'd say, in terms of like how close it was. I, and And, you know, it's not something that we really think about too much. But, see, that day in Lahinch alone, we had 7. In Fionnuala, there was 8. And I actually don't have any more statistics because I haven't been talking to the other guys. But, you know, like, we had first aids and everything. We had an ambulance called yesterday. Like, you know, we're very, very busy. And it's just, you know, it's just mad to think that this is just what might be so difficult for some people to do when you're trained correctly. It's just normally you spot it and then you just go and do it. So it's not. For us, and when we're lifeguarding, it's quite normal, you know.
But that 7 in Lahinch and that 8 in Fionnuala, they're full-on rescues.
Yeah, people save from drowning is what we would consider a rescue, yeah.
They're scary numbers. And I mean, I can look, you know, I mean, I can only say well done to you and to all of your colleagues. And as you say, there's lots more beaches where the lifeguards have been on duty. I know that they've been saving people as well, but it shows how easily people get caught up despite the markers, despite the warnings, despite the education.
Yeah. So just on that note as well, we were working on the high tide in Lahinch on Sunday morning, and I was told to earn my money by asking people not to get in. So it's just that, it's kind of, sometimes it can be kind of thankless too, because you're asking people not to get into danger.
Yeah.
And it's that side of it that kind of annoys people, but annoys us especially. But
were you ignored by anybody?
Oh, on a daily basis, yeah. Yeah.
And they put themselves in danger and potentially you in danger as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, now see, we obviously, you know, you have to obviously calculate your risks and stuff.
Of course.
And all that. But like that's Irish Water Safety Clare. They're doing the training for all that, and it's definitely, you know, if you look at the statistics, and I think it was 43 rescues last year in Lahinch and 87 in County Clare alone. That kind of shows that, you know, that this training does work, and the lifeguards are doing fantastic work on the beaches, you know.
And we talk, I think you and I have spoken before about, you know, kind of competitions that you guys go where it's kind of, you know, racist and that sort of stuff, where Clare are always to the fore because the lifeguards are so well drilled and trained. But this is, dare I suggest, even more impressive than that, to hear about all the lives that are being saved on, well, not a daily basis, but during the summer when the weather is good, certainly on a daily basis.
Yeah, so it's a fantastic sport when you can think that, like you know, that sport and work can come hand in hand, and speed certainly played an element in what happened on Sunday. But like, the big one is that it had to be spotted first, and that's the hard part.
Yeah,
you know, it's just one of them things. Like, then to have my little sister, now she's 18 and she's tall, but she switched into a zone there on Sunday evening, and we're both on the same page, and that's training. We're together in the sport, we're together in our training for lifeguards, renewal courses and all this stuff, and it's so cool when you get two people working together because they understand what has to be done, and they've been so well trained,
There's one person out there no doubt thanking their lucky stars because of it.
Yeah, well, like, I'm not going to, like, I suppose it's nice to have rescued that one person, but, you know, even if we just take Lahinch and Fionnuala that day and add it to that, then that's 16 people, you know, so it's full on, you know, we do live in a beautiful, beautiful part of the world, and we're so lucky, and on days like these, it's incredible, but you just have to be very, very careful and respect the water 100%, yeah.
No, I suppose I refer to Sunday in particular because, you know, you're off duty, it's a different one, but you're right about everybody else. They're scary numbers on one hand, but reassuring on the other as well. I know that the lifeguards are on duty again this afternoon. I presume you're working yourself, Bernard.
Yeah, half past three, yeah.
And I guess the message maybe to everybody this morning is we've just heard from you how very quickly things can go very, very wrong, or could go very, very wrong in the water, and for all of us to bear it in mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we put up the red and yellow flags in the safest place, and if you can stay within our red and yellow zone, that you can be very sure that not only is that super watched by the lifeguards, but it is the safest place to swim on the beach. So, if I had one leaving message, I suppose that is that if it's a red flag, don't swim. If there's red and yellow flag, then it's safe to swim in our lifeguard zone.
Okay, and go to those ones, and hopefully you won't need a lifeguard at all, but they'll be there on hand. Yeah. One text this morning says, well done, Bernard, excellent work. The man is very lucky you were nearby. You don't have an easy job. I echo those sentiments as well. Congratulations and well done.
Thanks a million.
No problem at all. Thank you. That is Bernard Cahill there.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.